And now I guess it's time for, you know, the conclusion. Basically, like I said before, I loved this movie. I could watch it 70,000 times, and I probably will, and never get tired of it. The adaptation was fantastic. The acting was unbelievable. Everything was so much like I imagined it would be in my head. And I just, you know, I couldn't be more thrilled. Because they really did a good job. And I really walked out of there thinking, okay, so maybe a lot of people who aren't fans aren't going to like it as much as I did. But I really felt, and I heard this before, I heard them talking about this in interviews, but they said they were making this movie as fans, for fans, and I really walked out of the theater feeling that way. I just felt they made a movie for me, like they made a movie the way I would want to see this movie being made, which is faithful to the book, respectful to the characters, and just giving us just a little bit more than what we had before to make the movie experience more complete, but still, it worked, everything worked. Basically, I thought it was a good idea that I had such a wide group of people to go with. Everybody was so different, but everybody seemed to like it. Even those I thought wouldn't like it, like my brother, they actually liked the movie. My brother, after we went on Saturday to see the movie, and then he spent Sunday with his girlfriend at her place, right? And when he came back home that night, he's like, Mary, that's my girlfriend, Mary was going on about all these spoilers about the next two movies, and I had to tell her to shut up because I don't want to know. And that just shocked the hell out of me, because he normally doesn't care. Like, he's the type to actually walk out of movies that are adaptations from the books and just ask, like, does this dude die at the end? And I'll be like, yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, I get it. Whatever. But this time, he actually doesn't want to know what happens next. Which makes me think he's actually looking forward to seeing the next movies, which blows my mind. I never would have expected him to actually like it. But he does, and that's surprising. And my cousins, one of them tried, was actually asking me, like all three of them were asking me stuff, like what happens later, because they were like, well, if the Hunger Games are over, then what's gonna happen in the next two books? But one of them really doesn't like spoilers, so she was like freaking out, like, no, don't say it, and covering her ears, like out loud in the middle of the mall, which was kind of embarrassing. She's like, no, don't tell me, I don't want to know. So I had to take the other two to the side to tell them what they wanted to know, to answer the questions and stuff. It was fun, like they really wanted to know what happened next. The one that didn't know anything, like zero at all about the Hunger Games before she went in, I think she actually liked it the best. She, like, when the movie ended and the credits rolled, the first thing she did was, like, turn to me and said, oh my god, this was amazing. And then as we were walking down the stairs, all three of them kept asking, like, when's the next one coming out? And I'm like, fall 2013, and they're like, no, that can't be, we can't wait that long. Which I thought was hilarious. And then when I got home, after we dropped them all off, and I got home, I got a message on my cell phone. I got a text, and it was my cousin, the one that knew nothing about the Hunger Games, and she was asking me to she's like, just tell me, because I won't be able to sleep if you don't tell me what happens in the next books, in both the next books. Like, she asked me, this is at like 1:30 a.m. by the way, she's texting me, so I would tell her what happens in the next few books, and, you know, because I had told her that they went into the Hunger Games, and she's like, but then does that mean that Peeta's gonna die? Because which one of them will die? And she was like freaking out, because she was sure that one of them had to die if they went in again. And so I actually ended up telling her, like, the whole story of Catching Fire and, you know, the Peeta's hijacking, and she asked me, like, who does Katniss end up with? And I'm like, it ends up, and she sort of has a thing with Gale, but she ends up with Peeta, and I told her about Prim's death, and I just told her everything, and she's like, well, now that you've told me this, I actually have to go and read the books, because I can't, like, I have to have the details, and obviously since it was like 2 a.m, I couldn't just read her the whole thing, I could just give her the general gist of it, and she's like, I have to read this thing. And for me, that was like the best thing ever, because, you know, this is a girl, they don't actually read much, they read when I lend them the books, and it takes them forever. Like, she still has all my Percy Jackson books, that she hasn't read, but she's like, damn, now I'm gonna have to actually read the Percy Jackson thing, so I can get to read these books, because she was so into it. So basically they loved it. I still had to explain a couple things to them, like, you know, the whole seam town thing. They didn't even show that. I thought they would be interested in that. Just, you know, a few things about the rebellion and District 13 and stuff that they didn't actually say in the movies, but I thought they got the gist of it pretty well. It's like, for an adaptation, it was really complete, and they didn't really have that many doubts. They just wanted to know what happened next. So I think they did a really great job of explaining things to people that know nothing about the books in the first place, and that really tells me a lot about Gary Ross's vision. Apart from that, oh, I asked, because, you know, I mentioned I have this friend that I went with the first day. He is a fan of Battle Royale, and he had already asked us, like, before we went into the theater, like, what's the difference between this and Battle Royale? And I sort of told him, well, I haven't seen Battle Royale, but I think I've heard people say that The Hunger Games is more about the characters than it is about the you know, the survival thing and the rebellion thing later on in the sequel. It's not a story about survival, rebellion, and war. It's a story about how survival, rebellion, and war affect Katniss. So that's the main difference between The Hunger Games and Battle Royale. And I asked him when we left the theater the first day, I asked him, so, are they the same? And he's like, no, they're totally different things. And they're both great. I mean, he still loves Battle Royale, obviously. He likes the gore and stuff. And he loves Japanese animation and Japanese movies. So, he loves the guts that Battle Royale has to show these things in such detail. I asked him, he still loves Battle Royale, but he liked this one. He thought it was really good. That's his words, not mine. He said it was really good, and that he was interested in seeing the rest, you know. He may even pick up the books, because his girlfriend owns them, but he hasn't read them. So he may even pick them up and read them. That meant a lot to me, because, you know, I've been worried about the Battle Royale comparisons, and I keep telling myself there's no way it's the same thing. It can't be exactly the same thing, especially since The Hunger Games was PG-13, and a lot of people thought they lost the gruesome angle. I think they did great, because The Hunger Games is not about the gore. It's about the implications of that gore. And even if they didn't make it gory, if they didn't just promote violence, the meaning behind it was still there. So basically, I am so thankful to Gary Ross. I think he did the best job anyone could possibly do for this movie. He did the books justice, and he made it for the fans, and I think that's really what matters. Right now, I had my doubts about Catching Fire. Oh, it started raining, sorry. I had my doubts about Catching Fire while I was reading the critics' reviews, because the movie was getting such good reviews. And I thought, just like, wow, how are they going to top this? I didn't want it to be like another Harry Potter thing where the Philosopher's Stone movie was great because it was the first and it was sentimental, but then Chamber of Secrets came along and it was a lot of the same thing, and I didn't like it. It just felt like a lot of the same movie, and I didn't like that. And I think, you know, they have to make Catching Fire even better than they already did with The Hunger Games. And seeing it get such praise made me a little bit worried that we would just get a lot of the same for the second movie. But after seeing the actual movie, I think Gary Ross understands this series more than anyone except maybe Suzanne Collins. Like, he's really gone deep into this thing, and he knows what he wants to do. He has a vision of what he wants the series to be like, and I trust him. Like, after seeing this movie, I have no doubts that he'll do a great job. And I'm actually really looking forward to the casting, because I heard Josh Hutcherson said that they might be filming in the fall, like near the end of the year, so that would mean they have to start casting in the summer. And I'm actually really excited for the casting. I can't wait to see who they pick as Fennec. I'm sure they'll do a great job. And I want to see who they pick as Joanna too, because Joanna is awesome. And you know, I the fandom has their little darlings of who might play Fennec and Joanna. And I think, you know, I think anyone they come up with, even if it's a complete unknown, they will do the best job possible. But I still want to see like who they choose, because a lot of the fandom darlings could do a great job. Like, as long as it's not Alex Pettifer, I'm okay with it. Everybody else pretty much could do the job, and I'm just so excited to see who they choose. So right now, the countdown has started for Catching Fire. I think I saw it on Tumblr yesterday, like 600 days or something until Catching Fire. It started, and I'm ready to start freaking out over every little piece of news we get, because I am, after this movie, I am convinced that this series is going to be humongous, like huge, like a phenomenon, and it really deserves everything they get, because this isn't Twilight that is just about the hype, or this isn't Harry Potter that was huge because it was Harry Potter. You know, this is something that can actually teach us something. This is a series that actually tells us something about our society and about our teenagers and our priorities. And I think it really deserves, it's more than just the hype. It really deserves every bit of praise it gets, because it was a fantastic movie. And I can't wait to see how the other two, or three, come out. So guys, I hope you enjoyed the review. It was long, but do let me know in your comments if you actually read the whole, like, heard the whole thing. I don't believe anyone would, but, you know, that's why I split it into parts. If you actually like it, just let me know. I would love to hear your comments. And just, you know, if you haven't watched the movie yet, please go. You won't regret it. It was amazing. Mind-blowingly amazing. And you know, I think I'm just gonna stop this now and go watch it again, because I really, really feel eager to just see it again. It was that good. Fifth time's the charm. Bye guys.